Today is the 15th of October, and joining me this morning to share something about this day in history is producer Zoe Kanatis. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
Now, what have you learned about today?
Well, on this day in 1581, the first ballet was staged in Paris. It was called Comique de Lorraine, badly pronounced, but in English that means the comic ballet of the Queen, and it was created and commissioned by Catherine de Medici. The inspiration of the story was centered around Odyssey by Homer.
So what did this ballet look like?
So Catherine de Medici, who was actually the French queen at the time, arranged the ballet performance to celebrate the wedding of her sister. And not only did the queen arrange the performance, but she, the king, and a group of her court all participated in it as well. The ballet was very elaborate, expensive, and lengthy. It was performed in a ballroom adjacent to the Louvre in Paris, and the performance started at 10 p.m. and lasted nearly 6 hours until 3:30 a.m., and it was estimated that about 10,000 guests were in attendance.
And probably very, very tired by the end of it, I imagine. Now, so was this really like the beginning of ballet?
Well, this ballet is widely thought of as the first real ballet. Historians, however, say that there were other similar productions before it. For example, ballet roots are seen in the Italian Renaissance. At elaborate weddings of aristocrats, dancers would perform regular court dance steps to the music of court musicians to entertain the wedding guests. And this is really interesting because Catherine de Medici, the French queen, was actually born in Florence, Italy, and was an Italian noblewoman. So who's not to say she wasn't influenced by her upbringing? If there are any French people listening, shaking their fists at the radio, of course, it was the French influences that helped form the ballet that we know today. The French ballet was the first to bring together music, singing, dancing, talking and costumes and a much fuller production.
Well, what else have you learned about this day in history, Zoe?
So on this day in 1860, 11-year-old Grace Bedell writes to Abraham Lincoln urging him to grow a beard. A few weeks before Lincoln was elected President of the United States, Grace sent him a letter from Westfield, New York, urging him to grow a beard to improve his appearance. And Lincoln responded in a letter on October 19th, making no promises. However, within a month, as we all know, he grew a full beard.
Well, the best thing about growing a beard is you don't really have to do anything for it to happen.
Yeah.
So what prompted her to write to the president to ask him to grow a beard?
So she was part of a Republican family. So her father was going to vote for Lincoln, and a legend goes, her father came home one day and showed her a photo of him, and she thought he'd look better with a beard. She said, "I'll write to him." And this is a bit from the letter that she actually wrote. She said, "You would look great. You would look a great deal better, for your face is so thin. All the ladies like whiskers, and they would tease their husbands to vote for you, and then you would be president." And Abraham Lincoln wrote back, "As to the whiskers, having never worn any," whiskers means beard, by the way, "having never worn any, do you not think people would call it a silly affection if I were to begin it now?" But he did begin it now.
And it's all we can visualise him with now.
Yeah, exactly. And a top hat, right?
So what else have you learned about this day in history?
So on this day, 1 year ago in 2017, actress Alyssa Milano tweeted, if you've been sexually harassed or assaulted, write me too, which prompted a flood of replies across Facebook, Instagram and Twitter and sparked the Me Too movement. Tana Burke, an American social activist and community organizer, had begun using the phrase as early as 2006, but the phrase Me Too was tweeted by Milano around noon and had been used more than 200,000 times by the end of the day. And the tweet tweeted more than 500,000 times by October 16th. On Facebook, the hashtag was used by more than 4.7 million people in 12 million posts during the first 24 hours. And the movement really brought to the forefront the prevalence of sexual abuse and assault that so many people face, but felt like they could never talk about. So to end this segment, I'd like to play Face of God by Camp Cope.